prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
Woo!
Woo!
Deadpool 2! Thank you, Batman.
We are joined by Batman, a.k.a. Kyle Denny, who's had a long day of work and now sounds like cancer-ridden Wade Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Is your mom's name Martha?
Yes. We're besties then.
So we just got out of Deadpool 2 opening night.
Yes.
And for Kyle and for Starnes Lord, this is your second time seeing it.
Yeah, we saw it a week before it premiered.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Carol the cat and I, this was our first time seeing it. So Carol, you go for
work.
So Carol, spoiler free.
Spoiler free.
Okay, your first opinions.
I don't think it's quite as funny as laugh out loud funny as the first one. But I enjoyed it immensely. And I did laugh a lot. And definitely stay for the end credits. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So...
not much you can say without spoiling, like, before the credit sequence.
I will just say there's... I won't say what the scene is, but it's the funniest scene out of any comedy even... And this was not a straight-up comedy, but comedy action. But this is the funniest scene of the year in this movie, so... That's all I'll say, but that's all you can say, really.
Yeah.
Ask you which scene that was after we're done recording.
Yeah.
I will say this is the only spoiler part that I will say.
No.
Don't forget to read the opening credits.
Because
it took me 2 laughs before I remembered, oh shit, I gotta read the credits.
Yeah.
So just remember that.
I was like looking
that.
At you like, you're not reading this, are you? Oh no.
But so just remember to read the opening credits. That's the only spoiler that I will give. But other than that, I really enjoyed it. I agree. But I think it's because you already have a pre-expectation of what's going to happen.
Yeah,
So you're kind of looking for certain things. So it's not that they weren't funny. It's that you're
expecting to laugh.
I will say this. I would say this has a much better plot, a much better villain in this movie compared to the first villain sucked, like a lot of Marvel movies, actually. Compared to this
I'm
one.
I'm trying to remember who the first villain was.
Yeah, it was Ajax. Which was horrible and became a
Francis.
Joke. So.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like the Francis jokes.
Yeah.
This one but he was doesn't horrible. Really have a villain.
Well, it does.
Yeah,
it changes.
Yeah.
It has. It's
evolving
a murder mystery.
Things,
yeah. Evolving villain.
Yeah, I would definitely still give this an A-. I may not go A+ or A, but I would definitely do A-. And I'm definitely excited for Deadpool 3, whatever it may be.
And I'm looking forward to next, or actually tomorrow, because I'm going to see it again. So.
Oh my gosh.
I already got my ticket.
Oh, wow. So
you like it a little bit.
You're hardcore in.
Yeah, I love Deadpool. So it's,
spoiler free.
Spoiler free. I would give it. I would probably give it B+, A-. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to seeing more. So
there you go.
I would give it a B+, A-, right around that area. I liked it. I liked it as much as the first one. I just didn't laugh as much as the first one.
Right.
And I think it's because that first one takes you by surprise.
Yes.
Yeah. I think
exactly.
You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
all right.
Starnes Lord, second time in.
I'd still give it an A just because I think it's there's more of a plot, there's more action, and the action is done better, and they have a little bit more budget, which really you can really tell.
Yeah.
And then they still make fun of a lot of the superhero things, so they added a whole nother level onto that. If you like, really, if you can hear it over the laughter, they really do elevate a lot of it. So.
Really, there's a lot of fourth wall comedy, and there's a lot of meta comedy and
there's
Inception style comedy.
And I'll say, second time, maybe same thing for you, Kyle. Like, there's a ton of things in the background, that you have to. You probably have to see it twice just to piece it all together because it's just you have a glimpse and then you've got to refocus when they go back and it's just like so look at everything but the first time just fucking enjoy it it's fun so
just fucking enjoy
he's
it.
Still fun but think all about right. it this is the superhero R-rated movie that started it all
yes please remember it's rated R
it's very
very rated R
but it's such a family movie
for the most functional family
that's right
at least this time we didn't see any kids in our theater.
True.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, where like last time there definitely were some, and I was like, what the fuck?
So. What's wrong with you people?
All right. Well, that's us. Out.
Out.